Welcome to The Perfect Four. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey. And that's it. It is a solo show. That's right. You didn't hear an awesome opening from Nick or Matt because neither one is here. It is the first time this has ever happened where we're going to do a show by myself, but it's not really by myself. I've got a lot of voicemails. Matt is going to call in and there you go. So what happened was that Nick is on vacation, well-deserved vacation, and it's not an area he needs to be calling in to the show. And then Matt, last second, got caught covering some sick people at work, and they had a big soccer game next door to Taugaskoye, and it was just going to be too much for him to get here tonight. So, to this generic part of the Friday that you're listening to this, or whatever day you're listening to this. So it's going to be me. You know, I figured this is better than just reissuing an episode. Hopefully. I'm going to still try to do all the same stuff. It's just going to be weird as hell for you and weird as hell for me. We're just all just going to be weird together. And that's okay. If you listen to the show long enough, I hope this is comfortable enough for you. I'm trying to make it comfortable enough for myself. All right. We're here. We're going to talk about Eddie Beer. We're going to have some listeners. They're going to call us, talk about what's going on in their part of the country, or whatever they feel like talking about, show related, beer related wise. And I might give you couple beers to look out for. It's going to keep it tight. Some culture and all that stuff. Got try to keep all the same stuff. Just tighten it up this week. Before the show, I had my own tailgate by myself. If you're not, I don't know any craft beer podcasts that are solo. I mean, it feels like I feel like I'm tasting niche right now and I'm doing one of her vlogs or something. I feel like I'm a beer tuber. This is something you see on YouTube. It's not something you hear on podcasting beer wise. I don't know. I've listened to a lot of craft beer podcasts over the years. If you haven't, I've probably listened to it. You know, there's a small group that I always listen to every week, but I'm always trying to listen to other beer podcasts, and I don't think I've ever run across one that's one dude, one woman, one dude doing a beer show. Which, if you know of one, to me it sounds kind of cool. There are several solo podcasts I listen to. I think it's The Writer's Life, which this guy's so amazing. I completely get his sense of humor, and it feels like he's vamping for an hour just almost off the top of his head. Like he has some like real bullet points that he's just, I can't do that. I can't sit there and ramble myself and make it interesting. So I'm going to try to stop talking right now. But anyway, glad you're here. Hope this is cool. And let's get through this together. What I was saying, Tailgate Beer, Saranac Brewing Company out of New York State, I believe. I saw this in the BevMo of all places. I had never seen this brewery. And, I saw it had the indie label, the upside down indie label worked for me. Cause I didn't know this brewery. I'm like, is this like a bio brewery? Like one of those bio breweries you don't even know. You're like, nope. It has an indie label. So, and it was cheap. It was cheap six pack. It was $9.99 for a 12 ounce, six pack of 12 ounce. So I'm like, I went on Untappd, checked it. There was one of my friends, Untappd friends, had it, and seemed to like it. I'm like, I think I'm gonna do this. Then I saw another Saranac, and that looked more interesting. So I went and got that. The girl to register at BevMo, mind you, was like, "Hey, we just got a new one from these guys, and let me show you." She points me right to the Saranac Hop Harvest Haze IP that I was originally looking at and switched off of. She's like, "This one we just got in yesterday." I was like, "Oh, I was looking at that, but I went over to this one." She's like, "I don't know how old that one is, but this one I know. I just put it up." So I was like, wow, a BevMo employee just helped me in the beer section, knew something I didn't, and knew that the dates were important. That is a rare thing for a BevMo. No offense if you work at BevMo, but we all know at Total Wine and BevMo, you got to really check those dates. I mean, they're almost the reason why I put that at the end of the show, is because of Total Wine and BevMo. But I got helped out very nicely at BevMo. Saranac, I don't believe XL has ever sent us one. But it's a nice IPA. It's a solid, good for the price. Definitely good for the price. $9.99 for a six-pack of a new beer I hadn't tried. It's, you know, it's East Coast. It's East Coast IPA for sure. It's not very hazy. But it works. It's I'll recommend it for the price. Go ahead, have a Saranac Hop Harvest. So that's what I was drinking before the show. Now, damn it, Louie. Here we go. Well, we have Louie here. Oh, shit. That was wet open, and it just went over my phone. I got a lot of beer on my phone there. Hopefully that doesn't damage it.
I love gold!
And I'm a moleskin. All over my moleskin, babe. It's all over my moleskin. This is from, who donated this? Wazoo Corvette. I'm sorry, Wazoo, that no one else gets to try. I'm sorry, Nick and Matt. No one, but this one is called, shit. It is all over the freaking place. Step Brewers. And it's got a sort of a step. It's probably what the Brewers. It's a, like a artist rendering of the Brewers. But it's that picture of the Step Brothers promo where they're in like the Argyle sweaters. And they're all being like cheesy smiles and stuff. So I feel like this was a looking out for I had just for the label. But it's from Mraz Brewing Company. Mraz is from El Dorado Hills in California, which is Sacramento area, I believe. I think that might be the one, or is that Mosaka or something? It might be the one that Wazoo lives by. Ooh, pretty good. It's got like that rustic, that dirty. I always give it like a rustic, dirty, almost rye component to it. We all know I'm not good at giving technical reviews, but I like this beer. It's a good beer. It's earthy. And hopefully I can hold this together just drinking by myself. It's very odd to me because I'm looking straight ahead where I usually look at Nick. And I'm looking off to the right where I'm usually looking at Matt. And there's nothing there. And it's odd. And I don't need to mention it. But I'm mentioning it. And here we are. We're all in this together now. That's official. I've started drinking. And my phone and moleskin's wet. Louis barked. We're in it now, bro. I'm already not talking properly. It's officially It's officially a show. We're going to be voicemail heavy this week. I do want to talk about, though, because I'm feeling the voicemails are going to, I know Matt has a report, but I'm sure there's going to be voicemails related to it. But from last week's Craft Brewers Summit, California Brewers Summit, whatever. It's a summit, California Summit, from that festival. And there was a couple of bloggers that went, and remember blogging? Like, no, not Instagram. Instagram's not blogging, people. Drives me nuts. People just have Instagram accounts and then they're listed as bloggers. Like, no. I mean, I guess some of them do some writing and stuff, but dude, put it on a blog too. Even if you ignore it, Instagram's gonna, no one's gonna give a shit about Instagram one day. No one gives a shit about Facebook anymore, barely. One day, Instagram's not going to be at the height it is now. Gary Vee is just going around saying right now that Instagram has reached its peak and is inevitably going to go down. So you're putting all this content onto somebody else's platform, Instagram. You're doing all this Instagram content. And then one day, no one's going to give a crap about Instagram. You're not going to want to pull all that shit off and do, like, make your own blog. Just do it now. Put blog posts up. Like I said, you can ignore it. You don't have to promote it. Just get it up there and then worry about your Instagram. But whatever. What do I know? I'm literally the most unsuccessful blogger in history. I've been blogging since the inception of blogging and not made it a damn my dollar off of it. I've like gotten some gift cards and shit. So don't go by me. And also, so anyway, the beer travel guide.com looks like a couple, maybe a husband and wife team, just maybe a male and a female happens to be doing the blog. So, but they wrote up a nice little post about it. It was basically the beers, the best beers we had at the Summit Beer Festival. And there were some locals that made it onto the list, and so that's pretty rad. Kern River's Church was on there. Dionysus, Bakersfield Dionysus, made it on there with the Galactic Halo. And get this, our boy, Steven Zach, made it on there with Somebody Poisoned the Water Hole. It's a good beer. If you're into that style, it's a damn good beer. It's no surprise that it made the list, so. It's always nice to get acknowledgement from somebody not in your town as a brewery, especially if you've just been this small indie brewery, and then somebody from outside of town that knows beer is like, hey, this is a good beer. That's got to feel good. I don't know, but I'm sure if I was a brewer, I'd be like, yeah, thank you. So that's pretty good. I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more about the Summit Festival, which I'm so bitter didn't get to go. Sucks. But we will. Hopefully next year. It looks like it's going to be back there next year. So really got to hope the planets align correctly for me. VinePair.com, Kat Wolinski over at VinePair.com did it, the 25 most important IPs right now. And I don't want to go through. I'd rather the brothers be here for that one. That was one I was playing with them. But there, what was interesting in that, what I want to continue talking about in weeks to come, we've mentioned a little bit during this summer, is on that list was a non-alcoholic beer from Athletic Brewing Company, which I find interesting because I want to start getting into those because of the calorie. You know, people are doing all these 100 calorie stuff. How about even lower than that? And yeah, it sucks. You don't really get alcohol. But if it's a low, you know, if it's like around, I think they're usually around 45 calories, something like that. If I can get that, at least get that sensation that I'm having a beer and it's going to be low calories and it's nothing, it's not going to harm me in any way. The next morning, I guess. It sounds fun to mix in there once in a while because there's so many nights where I'm like, do I want another beer? I want another beer. I always want another beer. I'm like, no, I shouldn't have another beer. And it feels like that would be a nice mix in on those kind of sessions, drinking sessions where you're just like, man, I still want to be drinking something, but I don't, should not be still drinking something. So I kind of like to have, you know, a six pack of that in the fridge just for those kind of things. So maybe we'll talk more about that next week. Also, Kelly from Who's Craft, I believe her, you know, she's a LA beer distributor, and I think they, her team got Great Notion from Portland, and she even found out some that was coming to Fresno and kind of gave us a heads up about that. So early cheers to Kelly for that. And I missed out. It came here for, I think they only had three cases in one spot and that was gone instantly. But the fact that Great Notion came here at all is awesome. And hopefully it's a step towards more in the future. I'm going to have some more of the steppers. Let's get the real stuff. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Tell me you're driving. Wow. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Four and the Dorktown Network of Podcasts. You can also leave a message for one of the other shows. It's kind of uncomfortable when I play it, but it's all right. I can still do it. Or you can email us, record something on your phone, and email it to us. Or you can just write an email and we'll read it. All these things can happen. Just keep it, the recordings under 3 minutes, roughly. It just helps in the listening experience, don't you think? I think it does. And let's see what the first, I'm not really ready for this. I don't have, and I'm gonna get used to not, I don't have to get used to it, but not having Nick or Matt to, while they're doing something, me set up the next thing, and it's kind of throwing me off. All right, sorry. No fourth wally, but let's go. Who's got the first voicemail of the week?
Order the Perfect Four. This is 2 Year Beer, and I'm at the CCBA Beer Festival Summit, and we're doing a Get It at Zach's Brewery. And who do we have here?
Janice Stinkhole here.
And
not your cupcake.
Steven Zach, the Fontana Jim.
Robin Ass Girl.
And Who's Craft Kelly is here, but she's out for the count. So check it out. We got a Get It. We're drinking.
That's a lot of Get It.
Is actually out there advising everybody to go to San Diego and nowhere else. And what can I say? This is one of your phone calls. You won't get any more, but this is an official Get It at CCVA Beer Festival Summit. And we're about to do a new chat. Ready?
Mateo.
Actually, Matt did leave a voicemail, but it's in Braille.
All right. And see how much fun I missed out on. That is a big ass Get It. There was some debating on the Porum, the private Facebook group, about know, which was that bigger than Florida's Grand Get It, all this stuff. That sounds like it was, they were really close together. So, but it just looked like a lot of fun, and I'm sad I missed it. But thanks for that call, Chew, and everybody there. I missed out. We all missed out.
Hey guys, Lumber, how was it?
Hey Lumber,
I heard you guys just now talking about what sports ball the brothers may enjoy, and I you know, Mikey, you did your best, but there's some sports that you missed, or maybe Uh-oh. They're not counted as sports. These are great questions. So, Nick, what about motorsports? Right? And I'm not talking like NASCAR motorsports. Like Formula One. You watch Formula One? Or rally racing? Or any of the other motorsports? I mean, I think that would count. You know what I mean? If you're watching that, that's technically a sport. It's not a sports ball, but it is a sport. Nothing like getting up at 9 in the morning to watch yep. Formula One and sip on a stout, because I 100% agree with you. Stout season. September to August, the three-day weekend of Labor Day is the only non-stout season approved time frame. All other times, stout season is in effect. And technically, during that three-day weekend, you can still drink a stout.
It's a stout
requirement. So, yeah, I agree with all those things. Hope you guys have a good day. Keep up the good work. Bye!
Bye! Thanks, Lumber. And I do agree with that. Like, or if that's, have we not brought that up before? I do think Nick and Mac are big car guys, so it would make sense that they would be into auto racing. Probably Formula One over stock car. But, yeah, I don't know. Think maybe they should give it a shot if they haven't before. I know my Uncle Russ, may rest in peace. He is a big Formula One guy. He might every once in a while, he would invite me over and just like, hey, just come on by. I'll be watching out here, because he had his old patio set up around his brewing equipment. And I might have done it once, but now it's just, yeah, it's a regret never really doing it. Thanks, Lumber, though. I think maybe you're onto something. We'll check in. By the way, all you voicemailers are like, because these voicemails are obviously pointed at all three of us, at least, you know, one of us, or all three of us. But you're like, nah, this sucks. Nick and Matt aren't there. Mikey's just the only dumbass listening to him. Well, they're listening too. They're both listening. They're listening like you were listening. So they're hearing him. So don't worry. And if there's something I need to make sure and recycle next week and play for him, I'll probably do that. So just so you know, everyone's still hearing it. Or just not here live to comment about it as we continue the voicemails.
Hey guys, I'm driving to work.
Ugh. Florida Steve.
Hey guys, it's Florida Steve. And I just wanted to check in, see how you guys are doing. Great bunch of past shows that you guys have had. I know it's been a while since I've called in. But I've got a little bit of an issue.
Oh, no.
Yeah. This is a Total Wine Probably report. Me. I was at Total Wine this past
Total
weekend.
Total Wine Report.
And lo and behold, I found a mythical beer. A beer that I have not had since I started delving into craft beer. Dogfish Head. 120-minute IPA. Total Wine had it.
Oh, boy.
Problem is,
it's from 1998.
For a four-pack, of Dogfish Head 120-minute IPA, $45 for a four-pack. I'm sorry, but maybe I'm being cheap. Maybe I'm kind of being a little bit of a price snob, but $45 for a four-pack?
Pretty bad.
No, that's not going to happen. I've had 20 minutes before, but
wouldn't be pretty, you know, at this juncture.
For $45, I can skip it. But yeah, I did end up getting some other beers while I was at Total Wine. My wife did get a Dogfish Head beer while we were there. It was one of those low-cal IPAs that Dogfish Head makes. And I ended up getting a four-pack of funky kind of IPA, Illinois. I don't remember the brewer's name off the top of my head, but it was a combination of a hazy New England and a kettle sour. Very interesting. Check my Untappd coming up to see what I think of it. But that's all I got, guys. Keep up the great work. And as always, cheers, Florida.
You gotta wait a little bit longer on that, Florida. Okay, Florida Steve, I'm gonna need you to wait a little bit longer. If you're gonna do that famous chef thing of Chicago, gotta wait a little bit longer. And then you gotta change up the intonation of it. You gotta, you know, change the vibe of it a little bit. There. Other than that, great, solid. Good call, Florida Steve. Thank you for doing it. And no, I'm not buying 4-pack of 120 for 40 something bucks. And then do it. There's no way. No way it's worth it. For what? Those, yeah. They're not like a 4-pack, a bomber 4-pack, because that would feel like maybe somewhat appropriately priced, but no, that's crazy. Who's playing that? I wonder how much that's Total Wine marking up. I feel like if that was a crazy markup, that Dogfish Head would be like, hey, dude, you can't market that much up. So you got to feel like there's a little bit of Total Wine's fault, a little bit of Dogfish Head fault. But good luck selling that.
Hey, guys. Lumber Jose. Lumber. Mikey, I have a lot of respect for you, man. You kept that discussion point in about what happened on Twitter towards the end of the episode, the last episode. And you know what, man? All jokes aside, all the, like, little, you know, fun rivalry between the Florida reps and the California reps, all that aside, all that is just joking. Let's be honest. Dude, it takes a lot to be able to come out and say, hey, here's what happened. Here's what I did that maybe I don't want it or don't wish I hadn't done, but at the same time, I agree with you 100%, man. Like, people are way too quick to jump on everybody's back about the things that they say or do on the internet, man. Especially when either they're not involved to begin with or really have no dog in the fight. They're just jumping in to jump in. That's not freaking cool, man. On top of that, dude, I respect that when you saw it was happening, you know, your first concern was Nick and Matt and how it was going to make them feel. And that's big, man. That's real big on you. And it shows how genuine the show is, how genuine you guys are. And that's how everything kind of comes together. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'll talk some junk to Montana Jim and I'll talk some junk to Chew, but at the end of the day, there's respect. You know what I mean? There's respect there for all of you guys and for all the listeners and all the reps, right? Because the little rivalry we have is just fun. It's just to keep things interesting. At the end of the day,
we all have each other's back. And, dude, I fully understand repping where you're from and making sure that nobody talks junk about where you're from. Because a lot of what we identify with as people is where we're from. And there's nothing wrong with being standing up for that. You know what I mean? So, nothing but respect for you, man. Keep up the good work. And don't let nobody talk you down or get you into a corner. Because you did, what you did was not wrong. What you did was right. Keep up the good work.
Man, number, great call. That makes me feel good. Thank you for that. I was scared which way this was going to go. And I was like, oh no, am I going to get in more trouble? Did I do something more stupid? But no, thank you, Lumber. That means a lot. And I do get that when you're talking about between, because I see the Florida reps and the LA reps kind of got some backbiting going on. And I always felt like I knew, like, there's, it's just good natured ribbing. And I'm glad that Lumber is like sort of reinforcing that. And so always remember that if you see the reps going at it, it's all in respect and good fun. And the whole thing about last week, I was trying not to do that. I'm always saying this now because Lumber has given me the opportunity now. Now I'm going to wedge myself in here, but. Cause I kind of regret it now because I was more too emotional still, even though it had been like 4 days or so, I still hadn't gotten it out there. So I was still kind of riled up, and I was a little bit emotional and I was like having to fight that emotion back. And I didn't get out stuff properly and almost didn't necessarily have to even say it. Cause that's why I kept it to the end of the show, just cause for the people that, cause not everybody listens all the way, especially somebody that's not that into the show. So I always wanted it to be for the people that listen all the way through. Those are the hardcores that they can hear that. But anyway, it annoys me that I never explained it properly, that what happened on Twitter was that a Firestone's PR person basically. See, Nick and Matt aren't here, so now I feel like I'm gonna bring this out again, and I don't want to start anything. And now I'm getting all freaking. Now my insides are getting all fired up about this. So it's not that freaking big a deal, Mike. Jesus. So John Legend comes to the Fresno State game. So I feel like everyone needs to. Get the full story. Stay with me. I apologize. John Legend, huge, one of the biggest musicians in the world. He comes to Fresno, watches the Fresno State Minnesota game, comes to Bulldog Stadium. You're like, what the hell? What John Legend? Like that Saturday night, like all the buzz is like, whoa, John Legend's here. Whoa, my God. And he was just down in the stands. He's walking around. He stopped, took some pictures with the ROTC team that they always do push-ups at the football game. Whenever the Bulldogs score, they got to do however many points they scored. They've got to do all the push-ups for. So he took pictures and everyone's like really happy. And you know, this is a time where he's fighting with President Trump. So it's like, Fresno's pretty 50-50. The city of Fresno, the valley is pretty Republican heavy, but city of Fresno's pretty half-half, like half Democrat, half Republican. So like you could imagine like something bad happening because John Legend is there. And it's like, oh my God, I hope nothing happened. And nothing happened. Everyone's cool. Everyone's happy. It's like, this is rad. John Legend's here. And he was just seemed like a grand old time. So the next morning, John Legend puts out a tweet. Like, hey, went saw my nephew play some football up in Fresno, had a great time, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. John Legend, he was in Fresno. He didn't talk shit about us. And he's just like, yay, he had a fun time. And it was Sunday morning. Everybody on Fresno tour was like, yeah, we're pretty cool. Huh? John Legend thinks we're pretty cool. And then there's the one negative tweet was, sorry you had to come to Fresno. And that was from the one that hold the media arm of Firestone Walker Brewing. And so I was the first one in and replied and said, hey, like Paso Robles is so great. And then that person replied back. So yeah, it is pretty great. We got wine. We're by the ocean. I was like, oh great. You're closer to the ocean of us than us, and you have wine like everybody else. And then Fresno Twitter started noticing what was going on. And they're like, oh man. Somebody from Firestone Walker, their media person, the person that should know, is tweeting at Fresno. And then all of Fresno Twitter started being like, bro, that's not cool. And some people are really good. Some Fresno Twitter were like, hey, you should maybe check us out here in Fresno. We got some cool stuff going on. We're pretty cool. I know you may not think so, but we actually are. And other people are like, what the hell are you doing? You work for Firestone Walker and you're saying that stuff? And backstory, more backstory, Firestone Walker is huge in Fresno. It is, I'm going to, without doing the math, without having it in front of me, Firestone Walker is the number one craft beer in Fresno. I'm going to justify my feeling of going everywhere I go. If there's craft beer, there's a handle of Firestone Walker. There's a bunch of Firestone Walker in the doors, whatever grocery store. It's everywhere. Huge Firestone Walker town. And then when we go to the coast from the valley, if you're going to make a stop, if you're not a wine person, and you're going to make a stop in Paso, you're going to stop at Firestone Walker. It's a big deal. On the weekends, tons of, Fresno people and Valley people, Visalia, Bakersfield, we all go up there. So like half the place is on. Fresno paid for a lot of, Fresno's paid for a lot of those tanks in Firestone Walker, okay? And they've all done this with very little attention given to us. Like, our rep here is rad. Rad dude, everything I've heard from him, very cool, is about all we have. Once in a while, the owners will come. Once in a while, the brewer, you hear about him coming. But seems very one-sided. And that's never been, that's been bubbling underneath all this, is this Fresno's a Firestone Walker town more than I'm going to say, without, again, knowing all the stats, I'll bet outside of Paso Robles, Fresno's probably the number two town for Firestone Walker. So that's all bubbling under there. And then Fresno is very sensitive about our town. We've sort of, our sense of humor about Fresno has come and gone. And right now, for me, as a local blogger who's been dealing with this all my life, everyone in Fresno has dealt with this all their lives, sort of identity crisis of being a Fresnan. We've over the recent years, Fresno's definitely gotten to be better. We have plenty going on. We have a lot of cool stuff in Fresno. We have a lot of bad stuff in Fresno, just like every other city does. We have a lot of cool stuff in Fresno. So we're just kind of sick of being bullied. The Bay Area bullies us. LA bullies us. Central Coast, the ones that live there, look down on us. So we're always either ignored or made fun of. So when somebody from, with all that, given all that backstory, then we're going to get a little bit pissed that somebody from Firestone Walker that we would have thought understood all that didn't. And that's why we got a little too crazy. We got a little too crazy. So, And then Beer Twitter went in defending the Firestone Walker person, which granted, they don't know, Beer Twitter doesn't know what the hell is going on about Fresno. All they see is that one tweet, which was the only thing. And so they're just like, well, what do you guys, don't, what are you guys giving this Firestone Walker person shit for? That's not cool. And just calling Fresno a shithole for 2 weeks straight now. And it's like, dude, like there are some dumb Fresnans that did some dumb stuff. And now I'm going over stuff I did last week. But, and so I apologize for the Fresnans I have no control over. Cause I saw some Fresnans doing, saying dumb stuff. I'm like, no, don't do that. We're keeping it positive here. We're like trying to turn somebody into realizing that Fresno's a cool place. But anyway, that Lumber, see what you did, Lumber. See what you did. So that's the whole thing with the Twitter war. Cause it went on all Sunday morning. And when this whole Twitter war went on Sunday morning, then it got on the local news, caught on to it. And the local radio stations caught on to it. And then the local TV stations caught on to it. And it became a whole thing. All because of John Legend. I blame John Legend. Is the one to blame in all this. If he would have never come out to Fresno, all this wouldn't have surfaced. So there you go. There's the Twitter war. The Firestone, the backstory. If your children ever ask you, Daddy, why does Beer Twitter hate Fresno so much? There you go. Now you know why. And thanks for the call, Lumber. And let's come back to the show. And now, poor Nick and Matt have no power to stop what just happened. Oh, man. Sometimes it pays to be the editor of the show. And that's all the traditional voicemails. And let's, before we go into the... Actually, that was, yeah.
I love gold!
Let's open up another beer. I'm just glad I got that off my chest. It's been driving me crazy that it hasn't been properly explained. And I hope I properly explained it. If anyone has any issues with it, please contact me, Mikey Top Pour, on Twitter. Mikey Top Pour on Twitter. Not the show. I'm the only thing that has to do with that. Regarding the show, Nick and Matt, sweetest guys you'll ever run across, have no interest in this fight. This one is from Al Green, donated to the show. It's from Four Stacks Brewing Company. It is Pinfish, and I can't because I think it's one of those like Zach's does, where it's a crowler, but it's. It's actually just a 16-ounce can, but it's still crowlered. And it's just, I don't know what the style is. And I'm looking at it, and I guess I'm going to have to test myself here. It looks like it's probably an IPA. Looks pretty, could be like a, almost like a dark lager, but. Smells like. Maybe it's a rye. It might be a rye, I'd be. Definitely think maybe it is. It's not bad. It's pretty good beer, though. Thanks, Al Green. Sorry the brothers aren't getting to have this Pinfish. That's from Apollo Beach, Florida. Is that the Gold Coast? So let's get into some other voicemails. The ones that got sent in to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And who do we got up here?
What's up, Perfect Pour?
We're walking again.
Hey guys, welcome back from PRAC Brewing Company. Had a couple IPAs, a couple Hefeweizens, maybe a Kolsch there.
I like the Kolsch.
It's pretty delicious. They make a very, very good kish. So this is a non-planned Rammy Plus One call because we have nothing planned to talk about. So we figured we'd just ramble on as people on the way back from the, you know, brewery.
We're planning on going to Oktoberfest tomorrow. I have Four Noses.
Not the real Oktoberfest. The Four Noses Oktoberfest.
Yes. Well,
they just dress up like a bunch of lederhosen and drendel folks. And then they do steinhilling competition, which I plan to enter and promptly lose. But I'm sure it'll be still fun.
It'll be fun.
My arms are like 8 feet long, okay?
We always lose that contest.
Well, because they make you hold a... I don't know. Do you guys have that out there? Our question to you, do you guys have a steinholding competition anywhere in Fresno, L.A.? I don't know, guys. Where you at? So, yeah, it's going to be very difficult to hold that stein out when you got these T-Rex motherfuckers with really short arms that just win every time. One guy's like, yeah, hey, I broke my elbow in 74, and now my arm don't work right, so I can hold a stein forever. So, anyway, that'll be tomorrow. Maybe we should start another one tomorrow. I don't know.
I think we should do another call tomorrow.
This call kind of sucks.
It's fine. A sick call. Nothing wrong with it. I can hear the crickets.
By the way, walking our dog. We're hitting like a mud nice this night. Time, which is really good.
No.
Because last time, Nick was right. My shoes are not new anymore. Son of a bitch.
So we took the paved way home.
Yep. Also, I like Mikey's sound effects. Gotta say, a lot of sound effects on last episode came out of your face. Totally loved each and every one of them.
I don't remember.
Anyway,
doing
so keep on keeping on.
The good work.
Guys!
Bye!
Then we're supposed to talk when they're supposed to like get the message.
Yeah,
this is going to be funny. I don't know. Like, why didn't you do the laundry? I mean, Jesus. The dog needs to be fed.
I did laundry yesterday.
Oh, she's out of water.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be so bad.
Oh, you can't do it on purpose.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
You can't. No. We want to hear what you didn't realize. You're leaving secret messages. So, Four Noses and Colorado sounds like a nice place to walk your dog at night, doesn't it? Thanks, Colin and Janine. You guys are super. And then we continue with the voicemails.
Hey, guys. You hear me? You know, it's not easy navigating world of craft beer these days. I mean,
ooh,
you got
fruited
milkshake IPAs over here. You got pastry stouts over there. And now you got hard seltzers raining down everywhere.
It's a battle.
What can you do? Well, folks, got two options for you, two suggestions. One, do what I do. You can make your own. You can make your own fermented creations, which is always fun. There's no limits. You can do whatever you want. Or you can go to your local brewery and tell them what kind of beers you want them to make. And if you want them to make a Pilsner, you better buy it, because they're going to be pissed if you don't. Keep up the great work. And something.
And something.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
That's right, Scotty B. Making good points. You can go in there and ask for them. I feel like that's annoying. That might be annoying to brewers, but maybe not. Scotty B's a brewer. Maybe been around tap rooms a lot. So that's a cool thing. I'm like, hey, make this. And they're like, okay. You better show up when they make it. Better be like, yeah, I'm having this. I'm buying some. I'm going to spend some money. It's pretty messed up to be like, oh, don't you have a hobby pilsner? And then you just never show up. Never have it. And you've got that hobby pilsner on for 3 months. Like, wow, glad we did that. So, if you're going to make suggestions, make sure you go in and drink.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
I can, Scotty.
I'm driving. I'm drinking. I'm drinking Mikey's Hard Seltzer.
Uh-oh.
And yes, I will get a bottle to Matt at the beer garden. I have no idea when I'm going to be able to invade your show. It probably won't be till after I'm back from Chicago. I'm just real busy.
Chicago.
Busy season where I work. It's a busy time of year. So I'm leaving this voicemail just as a follow-up. I just don't want people to get the wrong idea. Like, I love fruited milkshake IPAs and pastry stouts if they're well made. And I haven't had a hard seltzer other than the one that I've made.
Could you turn your TV down, sir?
Judge that. But that previous voicemail, it was, if anything, it was just clowning on people who they just want a traditional beer like a pilsner. Like, you know, but I gave those people a couple suggestions. You can get off your ass and help yourself and make it your damn self. Or you can let the breweries know what you'd like. And breweries listen. I know for a fact that they listen to what their customers want, and they will make those beers. So, or you can just continue to whine about, why can't I just get a pilsner? It's up to you. You know, whatever makes you happy. So, that's all. It was just a follow-up. I didn't want anybody to think that I have a problem with fruited milkshake IPAs. I mean, heck.
Dude, everyone's going around talking about that Scotty B. Not with
milkshake,
the
IPAs. I'm the last person to have a problem with one of those. Okay?
It's got to be like to do anyway, it all.
Love you guys. Oh, I almost wrapped it up. But really quick, I saw the pictures from the summit.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like you guys had one heck of a get it. Wish I could have been there. I had to work, and I had to host a home, not host, but I had to be at a homebrew meeting, and right after the meeting, I had to go to work, and yeah, I'm just really busy, but I'm there in spirit, and all you perfect Poritians out there, just know that Scotty B's thinking of you. Whenever you tip a glass back, I'm there with you in spirit. All right, guys, keep up the great work. I'm drinking.
Bye. Gotta be, you already gotta keep up the good work. It's all. So you get one. Thanks for that, Scotty B. That follow up. Scotty B is worried about, like, Scotty B will brew anything. Doesn't matter the style, doesn't matter what it is. This door came open, it's bothering me. I gotta shut it. Let's hear some more voicemails. We got them. Thank God. So no, I have already talked way too friggin' much.
Hey guys, it's Kelly. It's been a little while since I called in. Seemed like a good time to do it. First off, thank you guys for the sweet congratulations on my engagement. I'm all grown up.
Yay!
So yeah, really excited about that. It was great to see a lot of Perfect Pour fam on Saturday at the summit. Had a shitload of great beers. I didn't even call in. I was drunk. But I will say my favorite beer of the day was one from Moxa. It was an imperial stout that smelled just like hot chocolate. Nick, you need this. It's also a little mounds inspired and has some almonds and coconut in it. Reminded me kind of Death by Coconut, but like way better. It was like 11-12%. It had a lot more viscosity. And the coconut was a little more dialed back in comparison to Death by Coconut. So more chocolate goodness, and the almond and coconut more on the back end. It was phenomenal. We also had a nice little spread of some Great Notion in LA. Super excited.
Woo.
So, yeah, things have been great, guys. Also,
yeah,
I'm getting
you.
Ready to go out of the country to Colombia
and
Costa Rica.
Oh, shit.
So if you know of any somewhat decent beers that you would recommend in those regions, let me know. Because I don't think I'm going to have very much hard liquor. There was like a weird news article a couple months back that
yeah,
the liquor in Costa Rica specifically is not good to drink.
You don't have
anyways, have a full day, guys. And thanks again for being the beer family that you all are. Appreciate it. Bye.
Bye. We appreciate you, Kelly Hooscraft. It's been a pleasure being friends with you, and so happy for you, and good luck down there. Oh, shit. Costa Rica's the Colombia's. Didn't we have, we had a listener that went down there recently and was looking for Ricamos.
What's the Ricaboom?
I think it was Colombia something. It was, what the hell's going on? Everyone's going down there. You crazy? You're on the West Coast. All right. I had a coworker went there to Costa Rica before that whole poisoning, or actually he was there during that time, but somehow made it out of there without getting poisoned. As we're continuing, more voicemails. Very happy. Very happy to see this.
What are the perfect portrait? You'll be here. Quick thing. I might go over my 3 minutes. I apologize right now. Just a quick little recap of the weekend. What I'm drinking, Pilgrimage Into the Dank, double IPA by Abomination Brewing Company, 8.6% ABV, but it drinks like a 5. I'm buzzing. I'm not even halfway through, like 2 sips in. Anyway, so CCBA Beer Festival Long Beach just happened. So this is what happens. Homes, I pull up, and Ants and his wife, Robin, and their neighbor, we'll call the neighbor Ninja Turtle because he's wearing a Ninja Turtle t-shirt. They're tailgating, so I pop off, jump
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
start giving bro. Hugs because you know why? Because chew your beard, don't shake hands, Holmes. So give hugs, and we tailgate, Holmes. They're 2 cans in, and I pop open a Pachalito Pale. So my first get it is with Pachalito Pale, Robin, Ants, and Ninja Turtle. They drink the beer. They love it. Robin loves it. She doesn't like hoppy beers, but she really enjoyed the Pachalito. Hopefully you guys are enjoying one now. Let's go. We get a tweet from Excel Perro. Get in. He doesn't know that we're not VIP because we're not.
Yeah, there's cool a like VIP that. Hour. So anyway, first so hour is always up, VIP hour. That's
we meet up, we walk in. First person I want to visit is, of course, Jim, because he's pouring for Pine and Palm. We pull up on Jim. Jim is probably drunk already. Pours us some delicious beer. Honest to God, right now, I'll say the most memorable beer that I had the entire day was Pine and Palm's Crispy Boy. It was a hop lager. That thing was refreshed and amazing. It was 98 degrees outside. For some stupid reason, I decided to wear a black shirt and jeans. And I was drenched in sweat inside. But on the outside, I was cool and collect, Holmes. Also, got to meet Big Game James, Holmes. So that's another, that's somebody that I don't know that listens to the podcast. So, Mikey, that ended up happening, Holmes.
Nice.
Matt made it happen. He had me wait till he showed up. We slapped hands, chopped it up. He wanted to put a face to the voice, and he was not disappointed. We took a little a couple pictures in the gang poses just to show the culture. Another thing, talking about culture, in a beer place like this in L.A., I would have thought that I would see more raza there. I'm very disappointed in my people, man. They didn't represent. Honestly, maybe 5% were Latino.
That's bad, and
5% maybe African American. Be way up
in Fresno,
and the rest was. What can I say? The rest is every other guy that's looked Asian. Like Matt, and that was my funny thing as we went from tent to tent. I kept telling Ants because if it's
nobody
hard,
looks like Matt, bro.
You've probably never done it, or if you have,
Matt,
it's hard to keep a group
unique?
Together, man. Everybody wanders off. We started awesome, the group. Dude. It was myself, Ants, Robin, Ninja Turtle, XL Perro, and Jim. And then by the time I got to the first tent, it was just me and fucking Ants and his wife, Robin. And everybody else went the other direction, so, which is fine. Everybody's looking for what they want, correct? I went there for the get-its. I went there for the meetups. I went there to hang out with Zach and Roger and Gail and Matt. So what else? Jim at a beer fest, impossible to hang out with. That guy just disappears like a little kid. You need to put a leash on him because he's running around, hitting tents like crazy. What else? Let me see my notes. Let me check my notes.
All right.
Not lying to you. Oh, Chew Your Beer met the four brewers. At least I met two of the four brewers.
That's cool. And, another podcast.
Ants can actually, he can vouch for me, Holmes. I pull up on Jason, and I say, "Hey, Jason, how you doing? You're one of the four brewers, correct?" He shakes my hand. We're chopping it up, talking about craft beer and what have you. He's drenched in sweat, and I pull out this can that McLeod made. Matt, I'll let you explain the can. I said, "Here, drink this." He's like, "What is this, beer?" I said, "No, it's water, Holmes. This is the way the Valley markets hydration, Holmes." So he's looking at it. He's like, "Man, this is like the coolest thing I've seen here today." So we're talking, and then to my left is John Holzer, also one of the four brewers. He walks up to us. Actually, he puts his hand on my shoulders, and he says, "Are you Chew Beer?" Mm-hmm. And it was hilarious, Matt, because I was like, "Yeah, I'm Chew. What's up, John?" You know, we chopping it up, talking about the podcast. And, of course, I have to pimp out the perfect pour because I'm having to get it with the four brewers. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, I'm part of a community of the perfect pour. And there's a lot of us here doing it to get it. And Ants is there talking, chopping it up with Jason. And I don't know how it happened, maybe because I was drunk or what have you. We're talking about Chocotazo. He was supposed to get Chocotazo, but I directed him to Zach because Zach was pouring Chocotazo. But that didn't happen because they had to pull it off. Because why? Because they blew the keg, Holmes. Yeah. Anyways, so we're talking about Bachalito Pale and how the Wicks Brewery, where I made it, that same system is the system where I made Pachalito Pale. So Dutch Brewhouse purchased that system. So it's funny how it goes full circle. And John was like, he was really entertained. And I had him where I needed him. I had him on the hook. And we were just talking about everything. And guess what I do? I drop the mic. I throw a peace sign. And I walk away, Holmes. And I said, "That's it."
Yeah.
And Ants is like, "What the hell just happened?" And Ants just walks with me, and he says, "Why did you do that?" And I said, "You know why? Because it's all about marketing, and it's all about making the first impression on somebody, and they will never forget the time Chew Your Beer dropped the mic and walked away from a great conversation."
Wow.
Booyah. So did that, and bumped into James. Jason a couple times, and he just laughed at me because of that drop the mic moment. What else, Holmes? Got to meet the brewer from Bergen and their sales rep, Cesar Torres, one of Cody's friends from the 3BZ. Guess what? I might be getting fucking Bergen over at the bottle shop, Holmes. He saw my shirt. I told him, "Look,
Lucky,
I need you." He gave me his business card, so I gave it to the owners at the bottle shop. So Chew Your Beer's making connections, Holmes. All right, anyway, so we did the get it phone call. Matt doesn't speak on the phone, so that's why we ended it with the chant as Mateo. Other than that, I think I'm going way too long. I talked about the four brewers,
you're going super
about
long. Big game. I'm by games, myself, so I'm allowing it.
Was the best beer there.
I wasn't by myself. We would have cut you off, Jew.
Sent a Pachalito Pale for you. Sent one for Zach. That's about it. I apologize for the time that I took, but this was off the chain. Amazing. Robin, you're an amazing woman. Anthony is very lucky to have you. You guys are an amazing, amazing couple. I don't know what else to say. It was a great time. And I had to leave early because I had to be in Pasadena for the UCLA game, Holmes. So Chew Your Beer went from Long Beach home, pick up the family, and then go to the UCLA game and then drink more there. My wife had to drive us back. Sunday was the worst. And I still survived. Ooh. I had to do grocery shop. I had to do.
That's a huge day going to a beer festival, then going to UCLA game.
It was.
You told us everything, Chew.
CCBA kind of messed up because they did not have a badge for drinking beers. Ooh. There was no location. I don't know if anybody brought it up, but there was no location on tap. And it's funny how Untap was part of the sponsorship. And you also got $10 off your ticket if you use Untap Summit, but there was no badge. They dropped the ball, Holmes. What else? That's about it, Holmes. I'm going to let you go. I don't want to take any more time. Matt, please let them know. Please talk about that McLeod can of water. That was like the best thing there. Meeting everybody was amazing. And this is it, man. I'm Chew Your Beer. I'm not really going to drop my phone because I don't have one. Like, Matt doesn't have the 11. Ha. Matt, it was nice seeing you, bro.
Man loves that Apple stuff.
Buddy. That's it, man. Street beer and I'm out. Peace out, eh?
Ate Huacho. Peace out, you. Sorry, Matt's not here right now, but he's listening. Don't think he's not listening. I know that that was a... I saw that picture. It was pretty cool. I think if you... I mean, if you want to really get deep into Chew's Twitter stream, I think it's there. Chew's even on Instagram, but he's not really, doesn't really use it, seems like it. So Chew Your Beer on Twitter. I think you might eventually find it if you go back far enough. But it was a cool can. It's like, you know, they canned water, basically. And, you know, sometimes breweries will do that. And it was a cool, it's a cool label for some water. Which usually isn't prominent. And I don't know what went on at the summit water wise, but they usually don't have enough water stations at festivals. I have no idea if that one was true or not, but usually that's the case. Usually like the water stations are like toast within like an hour of the festival and nobody goes around and fills back up. They like do it once and that's it. You're all on your own now. All right. We got a traditional email here. This is from Brian. Howdy, fellas. Just got all situated in Nashville. Had a great dinner at my place called Itch. They had a place called Itch. I was like, my place? Did you own Itch? At a place called Itch. They had a Mosaic IPA from Smith and Lintz that was delicious. Now I'm enjoying my first pint of home style from Bearded Iris at the hotel after a trip through Broadway and all it has to offer. I also wanted to comment on how awesome the label is for Chew's Pachelito Pale, too. Bravo, nice work. Nashville hot chicken and barbecue with a couple of brewery visits tomorrow. Cheers, fellas. Keep up the good work. Bye. Oh, that's Wazoo Corvette. Now we're finding out that was Wazoo Corvette. I think I remember him talking about... going over there to the Nashvilles. Whoops. That is alternate voicemail. That is not keep up the good work. Why that got low so all of a sudden. Thanks Wazoo. Thanks for all your beers and your check in there. And we continue with the voices. And oh, geez, back to back emails here. It's from Robin and Aunt Z. Hey guys, we're emailing. This is Aunt's and Aunt's girl, Robin. We just wanted to check in and tell you how much fun we had at the Long Beach Beer Summit. We finally got the chance to meet the hella cool Chew Your Beer. We did some tailgating with Chew's delicious beer, Pachelito, before the event. We also got to meet super cool XL Perro and the wonderful Kelly. Our first stops were Tioga and Zach's. Said hey to Matt, Steven, and Gail. Once Fontana Jim got done with his pouring, we got to explore. Obviously, the beer was flowing and we were surrounded by deliciousness. Chew and Aunt Z ran into the four brewers and they were talking about both podcasts. Yeah, we heard about that already. And Aunt was buzzing pretty hard and doesn't really know what happened, but the conversation ended with Chew dropping the mic and walking away. LOL. The highlight of the day was when we finally got our drunk asses together to take our grand get it group picture. Mikey and Nick, you were sorely missed. For sure, plan ahead, everyone out there in the Perfect Pour community. Let's make it even grander, get it, next year. All the people we continue to meet in the PPP, the PPC, the Perfect Pour community, feel like extended family. That's very awesome here. So thrilled that they were a part of this great day. Keep up the good work, guys. Thank you. Thank you, Aunts and Robin. Really appreciate that. I'm really like the whole family, Hervitz, and we definitely, damn it, all three of us at a get it. I don't know if that's even happened really, technically. I mean, maybe, well, technically every time the three of us get together, I guess it's a bit outside of the studio to get it, I guess, kind of. But thanks for that email. We continue.
Hello, everyone. This is Matt Fresh back.
Hey, Matt.
From my Long Beach trip.
I know this guy.
We were down there for the Craft Beer Summit. It was a fun experience. Usually it happens in Sacramento, but this year they moved it down to Long Beach due to renovations of the Sacramento Convention Center. I do believe it'll be back there next year, which now we know what to do and what to do better. The process takes you from Thursday to Saturday afternoon. We opted to stay till Sunday just because we wanted to have some fun in the evenings. And it's an overall good experience. During the day, Thursday, Friday, they have the expo floor. We can go check out new equipment, talk with different vendors, meet different brewing publications and network and all that sort of stuff. After that, they kind of give you some suggestions of places to go to check out awesome California beer. We did end up checking out Beer Belly, Beechwood, Fourth Horseman more than once, The Ordinaire, and a place I did want to go check out was The Federal, so that's on my list when I go back. When we went to Beer Belly, they had a really good Vienna Lager that we were there the first night. The second night, they did a Moxa tap takeover. So from there, I got to get their Hop Collage, which was a Mosaic IPA, and a Westy McPherson, which is a West Coast IPA with Mosaic and Simcoe. Those are fantastic. We moseyed on over to Beechwood, which they had a double dry hop, Ultra Hop 2000 with Equinaut, Physical Pog. Yes, Mikey, this is a seltzer. I did try it, and it was sweet. Like, too sweet. Street 3 Block 2, getting back to the IPA scene, and closing it out with a Kilgore, which is an American stout. So Beechwood rocked. We actually did not get food there, so we were recommended to go check out the Fourth Horseman by the owner of Beer Belly, and that place rocks. They played all sorts of metal, heavy rock music. Yes. It had all this weird decor, video games, loud, and really solid draft list. So you'll have to go check out my profile to see a couple crazy photos of that. And we actually ended up closing it out two different nights just because the pizza was that fantastic. I did make it to Ordinaire for dinner another night, and that was really good. They had these pot pie bites and loaded mac and cheese and really fun conversations with the bartender, cocktails and beers there as well. We made it into Saturday, which was the actual beer fest. That was a lot of fun. We didn't get to do too much sampling. They were pretty strict on whoever was pouring was not drinking. So, and there was only three of us pouring, so we really couldn't take much time away to do that anyways. But we had plenty of fun activities outside of the event, and we definitely look forward to the next year. However, I do look forward to being back in studio next week. It'll actually be a fun one for myself because we'll be recording on my birthday, which I figure why not do that. Ooh. So I look forward to next week, and I will talk to you guys soon.
Keep up the good work, Matt. Thanks for that report. And now you know, Matt has dropped that bomb. It'll be his birthday when we're recording. So voicemailers, you have an extra incentive to call in and an extra task for your voicemail. The voicemail theme of this week's theme has been a report back from the Craft Beer Summit, obviously. Next week's theme, Matteo. It's all, we want to hear all the Matt birthday wishes and all the things. So thanks for checking in, Matt. And sorry, it's just me. And we've got the final voicemail of the week, and it's coming from a person that calls the show, and here it is.
Hey guys, Fontana Jim. Checking in real quick. California Craft Beer Conference was last weekend. It was a pretty good time.
I heard about this.
Got to meet Big Game James. That was pretty sweet. I think I got to weigh in on my favorite beers of the festival. I'm going to go with Pie Curious from Monk Cellar out of Roseville, California, up there in the eastern Sacramento area. It's fantastic. I mean, we've heard of blonde stouts. This one, I think you could call it a blonde pastry stout. It was hitting all the sweet spots, doing all the right things. And the next one, I think the next one, because it was just so damn hot. It wasn't really hot out there on Long Beach, but when you were in the sun, oh boy, that sun was just brutal. I think Rogers Crispy Boy, that was a surprise hit. I hadn't had it before. He brought 2 6-fulls of it, and it was flying through the old taps. Pretty fantastic. Met a buddy of mine, Matt Hartenstein, up there at Taplands out of Santa Clara. Maybe made some more friends. Got to talk to Matt and Caesar over there at Virgin. You know, it's kind of odd thinking back. I don't think I really went through the San Diego brewery section too much. I guess that's a little surprising, or maybe not. I mean, it's really not that hard for us to get down there. Anyways, I definitely would recommend it next year for you guys. It was a pretty good trip. It was a lot of fun. Good weekend. And I think we should all start planning for a GABF Super Get It in 2020. What do you guys think? What say you? Keep up the good work, guys.
I say do it.
Fontana.
Fontana. GABF, this year's GABF is about to happen. It's right. We're real close to it, I am. So we haven't heard any buzz about get it for GABF other than I think Colin and Janine are not going to be in town. So might not be much going on get it wise, but I'm sure there will be. I mean, it's friggin' GABF. There'll be perfect poor listeners there. That's guaranteed. So. Anybody listens to the show and that's going to GABF, let us know that wants that would like want to attempt to get it going. That doesn't involve Colin and Janine because they're not going to be there during GABF. So whatever, our Colorado reps will not be there. I guess it's going to be hard for us to suspend them because we don't pay them anyway. So. They're fine, but if you are going to GABF, let's contact us or something. Let's at least retweet some stuff, something. Maybe we can organize a get it from afar. But yeah, we've got to get to the Craft Brewers Conference next year, all three of us, hopefully, and someday get to GABF. And I think that's a bit on that.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Thank you, everyone, that gave us some content there. That was pretty awesome. I like to always say it, biggest voicemail segment in podcasting. Nobody else has this many, certainly at least nobody else. Plays this many in podcasting. Forget about beer podcasts in podcasting. So that's something for us. And I'm going to do something odd. I'm going to do a fridge mic here by myself. Is it working? I have no idea. We really do have a fridge mic, but I've been meaning to figure out a system to get headphones over here. So when you're at the fridge, you can kind of hear the other room, but or sort of it's a studio / garage. It's a garage, and this is on the other side of the wall, the fridge. So you're just when you're in the fridge, you're kind of vaguely get what's going on the other side. And it really is a mic. It's just sitting there next to the fridge door. If you haven't heard the story, I've got this idea from when we did Dorktown a long time ago. And there was this website called Stick Cam where you did live cams of, you know, whatever you were doing. And it's sort of like this, it was this own social media for camming, and not the kind of camming you're thinking of, like normal people doing whatever. And I used to keep a camera on our ice chest when we do Dorktowns, and we'd just be the static camera on top of the ice chest, and sort of reimagine that idea for the show with the fridge mic. And now I'm trying to find something that's not a double IPA. I'm trying to find IPAs. Because I don't want IPAs to get old, obviously. And let's see. Looks like I'm going to get an XL Pero one. That looks good. All right. We'll see you on the other mic. I'm here. Louis sleeping on the producer's chair, and I am back. I hope that worked out. I have no idea. This one is from XL Barrel, donated. It is from Foley Brothers Brewing in Vermont, Brandon, Vermont. Citronel. Oh my God, this is not that hard of a word, and I can't do it. It's an IPA, 6.7%. Citra and Centennial. So, Centennial.
I love gold!
I love Citra. Centennial kind of... I guess I don't really have an opinion about Centennial, I guess. That's crisp. Refreshing. Oh, I like this. That's a good one. It's a little bit hazy. But almost in a, I think more of an unfiltered hazy rather than purposely hazing. It's a good beer. Sorry, XL. It's just me having it. Sorry, bros. Just me having it. But somebody's got to show up here, bro. What are we doing now? Anybody? What's next? Name it. Put it out there. It's looking out for beers. Wow, this is where we talk about some beer releases happening and beers we want to have. There's a Oscar Blues beer called 1Y or 1E. It's a 100-calorie hazy. That's right. It's in 12-ounce cans with El Dorado, Comet, Citra, Mosaic, and French Aramis. It's only a 4%, but that's why it's 100. I'm interested because of the 100-calorie. I'm waiting to have a low-calorie one really be really good. All the ones I've had so far have been kind of like, okay, I guess. And so I'm ready to try this Oscar Blue ones. They're coming out in 6-packs, 12-packs. I'll definitely be trying good day drinking beer, sounds like. So always enjoy having day drinking beer on hand. And XL, speaking of XL Barrel from before, he put this out there. I think he put it on the forum. A brute lager. Apparently, you can make a brute lager, too, from shells. And I think they're from... Where are they from? I'm not sure. From somewhere back east. They're making a brute lager. I'm kind of curious. I want to try it just because I want to see is like a brute lager a little better than a brute IPA? Is that, could that be better? I don't know. We'll see. Or maybe we'll see. I don't know. That's kind of all I have looking out for. What's been going on this past week of drinking? What have I been doing? I've been doing that Saranac six pack. I've been making it last. I've been trying to contain my drinking a little bit with that. So that was a major one this past week. Just trying to bleed that six pack for everything it has. I also had some other ones though. What did I have? Oh, that Pizza Port, the Jetty IPA. That's kind of been a new one re-release going around. I don't like it. Didn't like it. Don't like Jetty. Pizza Port. Pizza Port always does great beers. Love Pizza Port. But I wasn't digging on the Jetty all that much. I mean, it was a fine enough beer. Just, sometimes things don't hit. Had from Tioga Square, the Zorro Especial Lager. I had a lager by choice. But it was, it was more situational because it was during the afternoon. I wasn't going to go out and get more beer and feel like leaving the house. And that was the beer that was, if I had some for the producer. And I took one of the producer's lagers. So she enjoys browns and lagers. And that's that really good lager. Always a good lager. And one that Matt left for me, another Tioga one, Everything the Light. That is an Imperial New England IPA. It's really good. I always enjoy that beer. Still good. I had it on tap, or draft, and before. It was delicious. I think that's kind of all I had. I was keeping it minimal this week. We had a family friend come over and it's kind of unexpectedly, and I had some Shermans too because I bought some for that. And I know he had a couple beers before I got there, and so I lost a couple of the ones I had sort of put aside that I was going to try. Which was fine, which is good. I'm glad he was there to drink them. I was just, I forget which ones they were. But so, that's segment. Well, do we want to look and see what, if Nick or Matt has been checking into anything? I feel like, let's look on Untapped. I'm Mikey Top Pour on Untapped. Nick is the Nick 80. And Matt is Bearded Brewer 87. Let's see if I can pick out just something interesting that Matt, I'm going through Matt's Untappd feed now. He had a hazy little thing.
So boring.
And the Coronado's 23rd anniversary double. He said, damn good. Didn't rate it though. Just gave it a damn good. Traditional industry guy doesn't always rate him. And let's see what the Nick 80 has been up to over there, out there in the ocean somewhere. If he's been even using Untappd at all. Wouldn't blame him for completely off the radar, and he appears he has been off the radar. So there you go. That was the exciting segment known as Been Caught Drinking.
Cheers. It's the end of the show and we're giving out some cheers.
Hope this was cool. Hope I didn't screw this up too bad. It's the first time this has happened in the mini podcast. What is this? Episode 321. First time this has happened. 320 episodes. So, sorry for having to deal with me. But, hey, something. We got the voicemails out there. That's the main, always my main concern about. And not missing a Friday, getting the voicemails played in a fresh fashion. Because they've got expiration dates, too. Cheers, and cheers to the Golden Gods, to the Perfect Pour, the Golden Gods. Bring them up once in a while. They're the people that donate money to the show. We just keep it simple. Just have one level, and that's a $5. And that $5 gets all the things that you get to hear. The extra show. You get bonus show every week, and that's the tailgate. And whatever else we can figure out to do, including being invited to the Porum, which is a private Facebook group, and the Discord chat as well. So cheers to all the Golden Gods. Make sure you're listening to those tailgates. All right? That's all I'm saying. And also cheers to Donnie Adams, Cletus Dog, and everybody that shares out the show. Oh, wait. Now I'm thinking about it. I'm glad I thought of this because last week I missed it. I was too emotional. So emotional. So emotional about the whole Firestone thing. What a noob. That I forgot to do this, and damn it. It really, this is what I've noticed. One of the things I'm noticing about being by myself is I don't have somebody to cover me while I'm trying to look up something. And this is what's sucking right now. And I'm trying to pull up our iTunes reviews. So yeah, we appreciate if you go on Apple Podcasts, and even if you're not subscribed to the show, but you have Apple Podcasts, you have, you know, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, it'd be awesome if you could go in there and write a review for us. So I think we got a couple here that we haven't talked about yet. Pittsburgh Tom, we did that one right. So we did Pittsburgh Tom. We got the, I don't know if we've done this one. Let's go. I love the Two Dull Guy, and the Perfect Pour is one of the best craft beer podcasts on the planet. Ever since I discovered you guys, I tune in weekly. If I miss a week, then I binge episodes. Mikey, Nick, and Matt work so well together. The show is entertaining, funny, gives a lot of great info. I want to one day plan a visit to Fresno because of these dudes. This podcast even helped me inspire me to start my own podcast. So yes, I am guilty of wanting to hear these guys, Two Dull Guys, not dull at all, by the way. And the man, baby, Mikey, yes, you are, man, baby. Keep up the good work, guys. Yep, I agree with all that. With the two not dull guys and the man, baby. That's pretty much sticking. That is from the Beer Metal Dude. Beer Metal show. Look him up. Find it. You'll find it. You'll add that to your podcast. I listen to it as well. And, you know, if you're looking for more, if you like metal, he doesn't scrimp on the metal. There's plenty of metal in there. So look that up, Beer and Metal Show. Here's one more. Got one more. Don't be a blickhole. Listen. If you enjoy listening to entertaining podcasts that are just like your weekend and weeknight drinking buddies, this is the show for you. If you're a blickhead and don't enjoy a fun, laid-back, and unpretentious show, then subscribe now. Mikey, Nick, and Matt sacrifice all the beers in the name of entertaining us. And really, what other podcast has listeners supplied music drops and the largest voicemail segment in all of podcasting? Just this one. If you want to listen to guys you would sit down and have beers with, then this is the show for you. If you enjoy being part of a community of beer enthusiasts and so much more, start listening to the back catalog and subscribe. One more thing. Release the missing show from that wild night. That was a great show. All right. Thanks. That was from, it was just Bam. I think that's the only name I can see in there. So sorry, person. It's just Bam with a lot of exclamation marks. So thanks, Bam. Thanks for that review. Appreciate that. It's a good review. And yeah, that missing show he's talking about, there was one show that got, God, I almost forgot about. Thanks for reminding me. There was one episode that we did live, sort of live, we did at Spokeasy, and that episode just didn't get recorded right and never went out. But then there's also an episode that got too rammy. And that was one where Fontana Jim and Bells from Dorktown was in the studio. And it was just too much drinking. And it was just one of those shows where it just off the rails. Like there was at one point, like we all left. Nick, Matt, and I had just like walked out of the room and were just sort of like, I don't know, getting some fresh air or something, and just like left Bells and Jim in there, and just you have to just vamp about, and it was just bad, and I never aired it, or at least if I aired it, it was like very quickly I pulled it. I believe it just never went to air, so that's what that show was talking about. So thank you, really appreciate anything you can do for the show, help promote the show. Cheers to you. Cheers to everyone. PerfectBoardPod.com is a website if you want to go to. There's a reps page. So if you're in a, look, if you're going traveling, going to the city, you'd rather hear about what's best from somebody that listens to the show than check and see if that town's got a rep. And you can contact them. There's always some sort of way you can contact them, whether it's Untappd or Twitter or Instagram. And you can like, hey, where do I need to go? Hey, man, I listened to Perfect Boar. I saw you're a rep. I'm going to be in town for a couple of days. Where should I go? That's what the reps are. And if you're in a town that you're like, hey, this sounds cool, I'd like to rep my town for Perfect Boar listeners, just give us a contact. Email us, perfectboarpodcast@gmail.com, or just send us a message on one of our social medias. Say, hey, man, I want to be a rep for whatever, dude. Reno. I don't know. I don't think we have a Reno rep. So whatever town you're in, he's like, hey, man, I want to be a rep. Let us know. We'll do it. Hook it up. We'll appreciate it. After that, next week, hopefully we'll be all together. Sorry, it's just me. Sorry, I missed Nick and Matt. This sucks without them. It's not great. And let's get it together next week, all right? Let's all get it together. In the meantime, have fun. Be safe. Most important, be safe. But also, check your dates.